Chapter 4, June 7th, 1854, Inga. More than 2,000 miles east of the lodge smoke curling from the teepees near Cherry Creek, the first light of the new day was filtering through the sheer silk curtains pulled across the windows in an elegant hotel suite. Muffled by glass and fabric, the sounds of New York City echoed up from the street between urban canyon walls of brick. Inga Bjorn had been awake for hours, staring at the window, her long blonde hair tangled from the night. She could smell his sweat and the sex on her naked, tall, and well-proportioned body. She did not stir for fear of waking the portly form that snored loudly on the opposite side of the bed. Moving her eyes slowly, she took in the room. An expensive great coat and silk top hat hung from a finely crafted coat rack in one corner. Glowing in the morning light, the delicately textured walls blended tastefully into the mahogany trim and baseboard. Mahogany wainscot accented two walls, and a large bear's paw clawfoot tub sat next to the half-ajar door of the water closet. Inga cast a longing glance at the bath. Closing her eyes, she took a deep breath, focusing on making her escape without having to endure his touch again.
"Once was quite enough, thank you. First, I shall get my $20. Then, when he most certainly asks me to have breakfast with him, I shall tell him my other job interferes. I should be able to get out of here by 8. Thank God I don't do this full time."
Opening her eyes, she fixed her stare above her, following the design of the ornately scrolled ceiling tile. Clenching her jaw, she fought a momentary stab of revulsion.
"A girl has to do what a girl has to do."
She forced herself to look ahead to the evening at the Carriage Restaurant and Bar, which catered to successful businessmen on West 42nd Street. The wages were terrible, but the sway of her lithe, curvy hips and the fluttering of long eyelashes over her big blue eyes always generated enormous tips. It was also the perfect place to choose, study, and entice the occasional customer for her secondary avocation. Without stirring her head, her eyes shifted sideways to the client of the previous evening. His name? She tried to remember, but couldn't. The silk sheets mounted over the portly form stirred with his last gasp of sleep apnea. He reached a meaty hand behind him, groping for her. Inga glided from the bed. Opening his eyes, he partially rolled over, catching her glance at the tub.
"You take a bath, girl. Then we can have some more fun, and I'll buy you breakfast."
Turning to him, Inga forced a smile.
"Thank you, but I have errands. I must get back to my flat and get ready for my job this evening. This is the summer traveling season. It is very busy. I shall bathe at home."
The man's eyes narrowed.
"You said $20 gold for the entire night."
Inga had begun to dress, slipping on her underdrawers, then her chemise and petticoats. She turned to him, fluttering her eyelids in feigned innocence and smiling radiantly.
"So I did, and as you can see,"
she said, gesturing at the window,
"night is come and gone. I very much enjoyed your company. Do you have a card? I would be delighted to see you again when you are next in New York."
Her oblique praise had the intended effect. The man grunted, then chuckled. Sitting upright in the bed, his large belly forming creases in the sheets as they hung around his midsection, he reached over to the bedstand, took a $20 gold piece and several silver dollars from his money pouch and flipped them on the bed in Inga's direction. He rummaged in the pocket of his pants, draped over a chair next to the bed, then held out his hand with his card. Grabbing Inga's wrist when she reached for it, she slipped deftly away and forced a covering laugh, glancing quickly at the card.
John Altimer, Chairman, First National Bank of St. Louis.